Amen. Maybe I could take a couple minutes of your time. First of all, I'd like to say I'm really appreciating what CMML has done, and I do that over the years. If you get a chance, write Sam and John Jeffers a letter and tell them that. And Scott's wife, Mary, you know, she's expecting, and she's allowed her husband to come up here, so that's great. Roy Hill for traveling over here, and your family allowing you to come, and the greatness of your ministry to us, and all the brothers that have partaken, especially tonight, the six young men that really thrills our hearts and encourages us to see young men going on greatly. Now, we've had the serious. I'll just give you a little bit of something to the side for a couple of minutes and just think on that. James. The journey of life from when you're born is a stir of movement. Blessed times, maybe a storm. We'll talk of scattering, movements, literal, spiritual. Roy Hill over the ocean flew a movement physical. This us to teach even knowing the admonition. We thank the Lord he stopped, not because of this condition. A life Roy Hill dedicated to teach and print the word has taken time to show us the life's journey that's preferred. Yes, two views, journey paths are brought to life. One path of blessedness, the other of strife. We open with 12 tribes and the trials of affliction. Scattered, despondent, hope waning, not a pretty situation. Don't be double-minded. You hold not a chance of stability. Think not that material goods, riches, imparts this ability. To sort out these experiences, to come upon us James' style, we see contrast rich and poor, joy and trial, faith and doubt, life and death, truth and lies, is to set the truth with blessing against that which dies. God's values are more important than rich or poor, shown, how do you act? God's wisdom given as answer to prayer, rely on this as a fact. Are you ready for endurance, whether life or death, in divine care? Through the joy on trial, is he all sufficient to be there? Discrimination and preferentialism, how does the wise man show maturity? Evil motives that transgress the law of love, judgment and assurity. Then that God has chosen and God has shown mercy to them, the wise, mature one knows, love overcomes and does not offend. Receive the word, remember the word, relate the word, the path to trod. Faith at work, yes, steering, left in our hands as our job. We see how the small controls the large in the steering. Picture of the teacher, the horse, and the ship, not doubting or fearing. Is your tongue constructive or destructive? Which do you make? Mature and make sure correct use, the effective are great. Life of fire starts small, the tongue does not inflate. And set on fire by hell, it evil tends to create. Mature one uses the tongue for constructive delights, rather than destructive, self-grandizing, centering rights. This life, future events are not known, choice, your or the Lord's will. Certainly unnecessary to fight war, lust, and kill. These are not from above, anti-God, presumptuous, no love. Contrast you ask and have, pure, peaceable, gentle, which are given from above. Who is the wise man, selfish factions or benefits to the hurting? In the next life, these consequences know, with which are you flirting? Misery for the materialist. Change your will and ways. Precious fruit for the patient. Endure, blessing for future days. Mature faith prays for the afflicted, he has a deep concern. Mature faith confronts the erring brother, desiring he turn. This week we've learned God's ways and desire for our best. the choice to resist Satan's self on our quest, to draw near to God and rely on His wisdom in our journey, to sense, to speak, to do what God wants us to be. Examples are given of those who have exceeded, established their hearts. The Lord's been all they've needed. The Lord of compassion, mercy, whose coming is near. The Lord whose name is precious, who raises up to Him who are dear. The Lord prepared us a place coming to take to Him. Are we maturing and prepared His presence to enter in? Thank you, Roy Hill and CMML, teaching us accountability. Thank you, Greenwood Hill staff, showing us your hospitality. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for teaching us your loving grace, your spirit of restoring when we fail and stumble out of place. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for unto us given all sufficiency, the power of your word, the power of your love, interceding constantly, the power of prayer of your spirit, guiding, guarding, and giving willingly, above all that we ask or think, exceeding abundantly, totally. We have the opportunity to move from baby shoes to shod with the gospel of peace. You choose. On our blessed journey path, we enter special land, holy ground then. Off come our shoes as we realize how grand. He was wounded for me. My prayer, help me not wound thy body, Lord. On the path as a Samaritan, help others to be restored. We worship, we praise in absolute awe His merciful kindness, His saving us, His keeping us. Nothing compares with His great goodness. What a great Lord we have.